So, I am about to drive away from a completely empty house in Mobile Podcast Command. Done all the pre-flight checks. Everything is good to go. And I am driving away from my house to go out on the road forever. I'm not coming back, and I'm super, super excited. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about it in going full gonzo nomad. Very emotional moment here in podcast 959, the Bob Davis Podcasts. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about my decision to go on the road and go on the road permanently. So it's a little bit disjointed because this has been a very emotional day. This is the first day of the rest of your life kind of thing. I lived in one place for 9 years in Minneapolis and one place for 10 years before that. And of course, I've spent probably 25 years of my life living and working in Minneapolis at two or three different radio stations. And I know a lot of people there. And so just so people know, not only is my listener base still upper Midwest, I'll be adding different kinds of people and more people in my travels to podcast listenership. And so the first thing I would say is thanks to all the listeners. And I mean that. But also let my networking group know as well that I really, really, really value their input and the experience that I'm having with them and a lot of what I'm doing. And I will discuss it, not entirely in this podcast, but a lot of what I'm doing has to do with, it's a lot about, you know, focusing expenses on the actual mission, the business, which in my case is podcasting, which is a very volatile, confusing, and developing business. And one of the people that I network with who is amazing and is incredible at customer service and incredible at business is Kim Nybo. If you knew her story, you would just be amazed at her story in terms of business. And she's so good at customer service that I've known that for years, and I wanted to work with her for years, and so I got an opportunity to contact Kim Nybo Insurance, State Farm, when my insurance guy, after years and years and years of raising my rates, never called me or contacted me. Now, just to tell you the difference, I've been with Kim now for about a year. I've gotten two birthday cards from her and lots of service. So there's lots of advertising for business and lots of advertising for insurance businesses, but you don't hear personal stories about customer service and about working with an insurance agent. So you've heard that story, I've told it. And as again, I said, Kim Nybo at State Farm Insurance. Kim saved me hundreds of dollars on premiums. And when Mobile Podcast Command was on the side of the highway at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night here in Iowa, they were there for me at Kim Nybo Insurance above and beyond what was required. I think it was a Sunday night. I called Tammy and she hooked me up and took care of it and actually was on it all that evening. Also, when I bought the Buick Roadmaster Estate Wagon, they put it on my insurance right away. And now that I've sold it, they put it off the insurance right away. So I'm proud to refer you to Kim Nybo Insurance and to endorse the entire team at Nybo. They work as hard as I do. They are always on it in Columbia Heights and Minneapolis. Cars, boats, motorcycles. These days, it's snowmobiles and trailers that you haul those snowmobiles in. Auto, home, property, business, and life. Kim Nybo Insurance. You can call them at 763-571-6111, 763-571-6111, or click on the Kim Nybo banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com. Kim Nybo Insurance. I got cartridge rolled on the brain. Yes, I have my printer with me in Mobile Podcast Command. I wouldn't forget that boat anchor no matter what. And I love it now because I love the fact that I pay less for print cartridges because cartridge rolled in Maple Grove saves me up to 30% compared to the big box stores. And those cartridges are guaranteed to perform as good as new. In fact, I think they're better personally than the new ones. Free delivery on qualifying orders wherever you are. And the big secret is that they can take care of you really wherever you are. In fact, they're serving the entire state of Minnesota from Maple Grove. Here's their number, 763-420-6632. 763-420-6632, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com that asks the poignant question, why pay more to print cartridge roll? All right. Yeah, you heard that right. Full gonzo nomad. So what does that mean? Well, there's an awful lot to talk about. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of passion. I left the house this morning at, I don't know what time it was. It was probably about 7:20 or something like that. And I will not be returning. And I am sitting in Mobile Podcast Command, which is going to be my home for at least a year, maybe more, as I tour the country for the podcasts and for my own sanity. And I'm sitting in a Cherokee County park. So Cherokee, Iowa has this Cherokee County, and then there's a town, Cherokee, which I've not been to yet, but I saw the sign Martin's Access off of 59 South, and I decided, okay, yeah, I'm going to check it out. And there's probably 6 or 7 people here, and a couple, they have really nice cabins for hunters, which is cool. It's kind of an open area. But I don't know. It says you got to pay $20 a night, but I think the season's over, so I think it's free. At least there's electricity, but I don't see any place where you're supposed to pay, so we'll see what happens. But it's very windy, so it's going to be hard to record outside. But if I open the door a little bit, you know, there's really nothing to hear out there. It's really quiet. So the plan is to just make my dinner, pull the stove out and make my dinner on the table and relax and do some recording. Won't be real dynamic because there's really no way I can go outside. If the wind dies down, then I will. But yeah, a lot to talk about, and a lot from, you know, it's been kind of emotional for a lot of reasons, but I have wanted to do this for a long time, like since I was 16. but I've been doing it in fits and starts and for quite a long time. And if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I've taken this vehicle all over the country, up both coasts and down both coasts and around and through the middle of the country many times, and also all the way, you know, I'm very familiar with Iowa, having covered 2016 as well as the 2020 campaigns here, Republicans in 2016, because that was where the energy was, that's where all the excitement was, because they had so many candidates, and then this year, the Democrats, for the same reason. And it's been very educational. So one of the things I learned doing that is that you really don't know anything until you get out and you start to see the country and you see the people and you talk to people and you see things. And it's the travel, it's the process of travel that is what is the teacher. And if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I was really bored to tears. And I will talk at various points in other podcasts about the process and why I chose to go ahead and do this in my 20-year-old Ford Super Duty 450 diesel ambulance. But the short story is that I priced all kinds of different ideas for both RVs and making my own RV, and talked to people about these different ideas, talked about basically pimping out this thing and just ripping the ambulance portion out and rebuilding inside. I mean, I went through options upon options upon options. And in the middle of September, I was hit with this feeling that it was time to go. Very strong feeling to go, 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 go. I did the whole thing with the hand over my heart. I did the whole thing with the soul searching. You're just being crazy. What are you going to do? You're just going to leave your home and just go? And in the end, I was like, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I never thought that I really didn't want to take Mobile Podcast Command, but my process brought me to the conclusion that this really was the best option for the time being. I don't know how long it's going to last, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And I mean, I don't want to go on and on about all those kinds of details because that's going to emerge. This is really introducing this. But being able to travel gives me an opportunity to talk about something besides what I've been doing and what I did for years, which is read the news and comment on the news. Well, I don't know whether I've lost interest or the whole thing seems silly, but I just cannot bring myself to do that, you know, 4 times a week or 3 times a week for a podcast. And there's many reasons for it. One of them is that I think podcasting is supposed to tell a story. It's not supposed to be breaking news. And it's also, in my view, I mean, people can do whatever they want with their podcast, but this constant need to make comments or be a commentator and to wax poetic on the political process is absolutely saturated. There is too much of it, and most of it is terrible, and I don't want to be one of those guys who just does terrible commentary on things. Better get out and see the country and see what is actually going on and talk to people and experience it. And there's so many things that come to mind. The first thing and probably the most important thing is people say, well, what's your plan? What are you going to do? You know, where are you going? And I will tell you, aside from basically Thanksgiving at my sister's house with my mom and my sister and my son, down in Virginia, that's the first objective. I'll be seeing friends on the way down, Tennessee, etc. I don't have a plan. And the whole impetus, the whole point of the push to go seemed to ask that there be no plan. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I feel called to do this, and I would have probably done it sooner or later anyway. I would have preferred to do it in an awesome, you know, brand new camper. But the prices and the cost involved is ridiculous. And I could do, and I will, a couple of podcasts about my issues with what you get and what that means and how great this 450 diesel ambulance is in terms of torque and speed and fuel consumption and everything else. So I don't want to bore you with that in this podcast, but there's a lot of reasons why this is a really excellent platform. It's just not an RV. And so why do I say full gonzo nomad? So these days, so I started doing this, you know, traveling pretty extensively in 2014. I think my first trip was out west. So as I recall, I don't even remember what I did. I think I went I think I went south and then went over to LA and stopped in Arizona and then came back through Wyoming or something, and it was spring. And that's when I got caught in that huge snowstorm in Wyoming. That was the first trip. Bald tires, no muffler. The muffler was old and about to fall off, I mean, I've done a lot of work on this thing since then, mechanically, primarily. And so it runs great, and we have a new muffler, and we have new ball joints, and we have new fuel filters, and we have, you know, all sorts of things that mechanically are excellent. But I've been doing this for a long time, so 6 years, where I would go out for a month or two at a time. And the thing that I learned is it's expensive, and it's really expensive if you're paying rent. And here's the thing that's most expensive. So let's just say you want to go to New Orleans. You know, we've never been to New Orleans. Let's go to New Orleans. So off you go, down 35 or however way you want to get there from Minneapolis, St. Paul, down to New Orleans. Well, you have to come back. So if it costs you $1,000 to go to New Orleans, now it's going to cost you $1,000 to come back. Plus, you got to pay your rent. So I finally came to the conclusion that there are business reasons in addition to personal reasons, which I'm going to talk about, for just saying, forget it. I'm just going to cut the ties and I'm going to not pay rent. I'm going to leave my apartment. And the only thing that was keeping me in Minneapolis really was my yoga community. And that's kind of gone asunder due to the COVID thing. So it seems a perfect time to do that. So what does full gonzo mean? Well, full gonzo means it's not an RV. I see a lot of people who are doing the van life thing or doing the nomad travel thing where they go out and some of them are in these $150,000, $170,000, $180,000 campers where it's basically their home on wheels. And isn't that great? Well, it is. I mean, really, it's very great. Aside from some of the issues that I have with... one of the things I've learned in this vehicle is if you've got to go 75 miles an hour, you can. It's as big as it is, it is compact in that it's designed as an ambulance to do things that campers and stuff probably can't do or shouldn't do. It's a little bit more accessible. You know, I came up a gravel road to get here, not too worried about that. It is stable in terms of turning, those kinds of things. But it is not an RV. I don't have 30 gallons of water. I don't have a shower. I don't have a kitchen. So if I want to make dinner, then I've got to pull the camp stove out and make my dinner that way. Going full gonzo nomad is sleeping in a hammock in the vehicle or on the floor with air mattresses. I've got great camping equipment, right? I've got plenty of storage for food, but I don't have a refrigerator. I've got a cooler. So full gonzo nomad is I'm going to go nomad, which means I'm going to live in this truck and travel. And I don't have a sink and I don't have a microwave and I don't have an oven and I don't have a gas stove and I don't have dot, 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 fill in the blanks. This is balls out, pretty primitive. And that actually makes me really happy because I actually shouldn't be doing this at my age, but I'm doing it anyway. If I was 21, I probably wouldn't even notice it. But it gets a little rough, and it's going to be very interesting, you know, where I go with that. We'll talk about that a little bit in the second half of this podcast. Well, I don't even have to find a piece of paper to find this written on to talk about 36 Lynn, 36 LYN, the independent refueling station at 36 and Lindale Avenue South in South Minneapolis in the Lynn Lake neighborhood. They've been there for years. I've gone there for years. Obviously, I'm not close to 36 Lynn, which is one of the things that makes me so sad because they have all kinds of awesome community events. They have an incredible Instagram page. So check them out if you get the chance. 36 and Lynn for a great price on fuel because they're an independent refueling station. So they get a better price on fuel. They can give you a better price, which is one of the reasons they're busy. But if you go there at lunch, there's food trucks. They have all kinds of things going on. Check them out online at 36lyn.com or click on that banner at the top of the page at the bobdavispodcast.com, which is kind of modern looking. It's very cool. The 36 Lynn banner. And I wish you guys were with me on the road. This is so awesome. Look, if you are in the manufacturing business, I know you're always looking for a better deal and a better manufacturer. And some of those great manufacturers are in the United States. And some companies are preparing to bring some of their manufacturing back to the U.S. If this is you, if you're in the decision-making chain for a big company and you want to bring some of your manufacturing back, if you invented something and you want somebody who is simpatico with your inventor soul, that would be Mark Corin at DepotStar, DepotStar, DepotStar.com. Visit them online there. They do American design, engineering, and manufacturing, which means they get it done. Okay? DepotStar. Yeah, full gonzo nomad. By the way, I have all my recording equipment in this truck. I have three mics. I have all sorts of different options. Two mixers in the electrical compartment in boxes with styrofoam. Don't really need them right now. Computer, keyboards, and of course everything from the house that I didn't throw away, burn, or give away. So I've got my PA system and I've got my other Mac, which is an iMac, which is actually in a moving blanket behind the right front seat, and then the PA is the size of two sewing machines, and that's shoved behind the driver's side. And then I have a one of these heater buddy propane system heaters, and I have 15 pounds of propane in a separate vented compartment with a vented, you know, but it's going to be safe, don't worry, ha, hose that goes to the heating buddy. I've got, you know, I've got some other things like a jet boil, which I just bought, which I'm super excited about. So when I go over to pull over to the side of the road, if I want some coffee or something, I can make it on the jet boil. Don't need electricity. I'm in an electrified site right now. I'm not even sure I'm going to use it because I have plenty of batteries. I have three batteries in this vehicle. So I've got plenty of electricity as long as I don't start boiling water or running an electric heater. But I do have the gas heater if I want to run it. And then everything else that I own, all my yoga mats, you know, all of my yoga towels, you know, all the comforts of home, so to speak, and several of these little plastic containers with various kinds of food, dried food, canned food, and then, of course, fresh food in the cooler, which I've got to, you know, I've got to eat. And so the plan is not to take a lot of food. So if I want food, then I'm going to have to buy it at the grocery store in town, wherever I am. And when I talk about no plan, it's not that I want to meander. I've talked often about, you know, if you're going to travel, you need to have a plan. And I think that's true. And so my plan at this particular moment is going to go down to Fairfield to cover election night in Fairfield, Iowa, where I covered the caucus in 2020. And then from there, I'm going over to Beecher, Illinois, to see my friend, Steve. We're going to hang out on the farm for a little while. Then I'm going to head south to Virginia. On the way, I'll stop and see my friend John in Nashville, and then, or Nashville, as they say it, and then I'll head through the Smoky Mountains on over into Western Virginia, where my sister lives on a farm. So there's a plan there. And I don't think this is going to hit me until I leave, until I head south from the farm after Thanksgiving. I think that's really going to be when it hits me that I've made this momentous decision to go full Gonzo Nomad, where I go down. So I'm going to go see some friends in Charlotte. Max, I'm coming to see you. And then from there, I'm just going to go on down to the Gulf and hang out in Florida and so forth. And I think the hardest part for me is going to be not tearing up the landscape and taking my time, which is why I stopped today at about 3 p.m. So it's 3 p.m. here in Iowa. It's about 60 degrees and about 30 in Minneapolis, which is bizarre. Very windy conditions right now. And I said, I'm going to stop early so I can relax and make my dinner while it's still light. And, you know, I'm not in a position where I'm going to have to feel as though I'm on some schedule. So I think the thing is making sure that you don't drive, you know, 500 miles in one day and then get up really early and drive another 500. Because where are you going? Well, you're going nowhere because there's no need to go anywhere because we don't have to go home. Home is on wheels, and it's just one experience after another. And I think that's really important right now because I think the biggest problem that we have right now is all of this feeding off of and reacting to news. Obviously, I mentioned in a previous podcast, yeah, there's going to be some political podcasts going forward. Obviously, we have an election to cover. I'll be in Fairfield doing what I always do on election night, which is monitoring the results and everything else, but I want to be in Fairfield. So Fairfield is the home of transcendental meditation in the United States. It's also a farm town. And it's a very interesting mix of people because you have farmers, you have townies, you have the meditation people, you have a bunch of hippies. The caucus there was just fascinating. And And so I'm going to go there because I think it's a great place to observe the election. And I will talk about, my final analysis of the polls and cover the election. But after that, it's really about culture and society. It's about what we see and what I see out here in the world, and not rooted in one place doing one thing. Most people live in a town, they have a job, they go to their job, they come home every night, they make dinner, they watch television, they go to bed, they get up, and they do the same thing the next day. COVID has disrupted that a little bit. People get up, they have to work at home, they do their thing, they take their kids if they can someplace, they go to school or whatever it is that happens, but everybody's at home. Tonight I'll sleep here, I'll wake up tomorrow, I'll make breakfast, I'll have some coffee, I'll leave, and I won't come back here. So my home is in a completely different. I move, my surroundings move, but I'm st I when I wake up in the morning, I'll still see my four walls inside the ambulance, which is really great, and it's great to walk around in here, and kind of do a little bit of a podcast about it. The idea is, it's easy to get into a rut, especially if you're doing any kind of media. It's easy to say, okay, what do I do? I look at my phone, I look at news stories, I talk to my friends, I key off what everyone's talking about, and it doesn't stray too far from politics. And yet there's a whole different world out here that exists and is going to exist regardless of whatever kind of politics is existing in Washington. And I think there's entirely too much focus on the national political story. I think there's entirely too much focus on this quote unquote crisis we're having. And I think there's entirely too much focus on reacting to the flow of information, wherever it comes from, on the internet, on our phones, or devices, whatever you call them. Or by watching television or whatever. I found myself getting into a situation where, I would get up, I would think about stuff, I would do some stuff. I might go do some yoga, I might do yoga downstairs in the basement, and then I would watch television all night. And I was going to bed at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, which is normal for me, and waking up and being depressed. Not really depressed, because I don't get depressed, but I would wake up at noon or whatever, and I'd be like, God, what am I going to talk about? And so forth. Well, now I have something to talk about. Like, I have tons of stuff to talk about, from the whole question about RVs, to where do you go, to where am I now, to talking to people I meet, or if I travel someplace for a reason. And I'm enthused and excited about the cultural, social stuff to talk about that is, I guess you could say, related to politics, but not necessarily related to politics. As soon as I made the decision to do this and push the button, which was basically October 1st, I was no longer tired, and I got maybe 5 hours of sleep a night. And got up, and this whole month, October, was, and it's Halloween night as I'm recording this, Halloween afternoon. This whole October was just, constant activity. And in addition to all of that was the act. And remember, I told you I was going to act. I wasn't going to sit there and complain about talking about politics. I wasn't going to sit there and be depressed and living in a place that was so much like my hometown. And yet I'm not like those people. And I don't mean that I'm different or better. I mean, I don't have a job at Target or the state of Minnesota or St. Louis Park, or Hopkins, public schools or something, or Minneapolis Public Schools or St. Paul or whatever. I don't have a job at a bank that you work that job or a job like it for 25 or 30 years and then you retire. And, people love that. They have their lake home, or they have their place up at the, in northern Minnesota. They live at a place and they raise their families, and that's great. That is not what I do. And it has never been what I do. So this is an opportunity for me to really be who I am, which is kind of a loner. and to just travel and see stuff. And I just decided I'm going to take action. And one of the actions was giving everything away, because you can't take all of your living room furniture with you on your trip in your, you know, old ambulance. So giving everything away, and I was scolded because they said, oh, you burned it or you threw it away. And, you know, the whole point of posting that there's all this advice about how to simplify your life. And I said, here's my plan. Burn it, throw it away, give it away. Well, I gave away an awful lot of stuff. I took 3 truckloads of stuff to, Goodwill or Salvation Army, and 3 truckloads of stuff up to the lake to donate to various people in the family and or have stuff available for people to use up at the lake. So there was a fair amount of donation as well. But then there's a ton of stuff you just throw away because it's junk. It's literally junk. So that was very exciting. And that process lightened my mood considerably and lightened the whole thing. So I'm still reeling from all this because this was 30 days of intense activity and never once was I bored. And I'm not bored now. So this is the first podcast of the rest of the podcasts where we're riding around doing things and I have no idea what's going to happen. And I am super, super excited. I have no idea what's going to happen. I have no idea where I'm going to go. I have no idea who I'm going to meet. I have no plan, but no plan is a plan, right? As long as the reason that I say plan is you got to look at a map and figure out where you're going to go so you don't spend a fortune in fuel. That was the whole thing with that. So this has been kind of all over the place, but I just wanted to let people know what I haven't done a podcast because I decided I'm not doing any more podcasts until Halloween when I roll away. So I'm in Iowa. Who knows where I'll be tomorrow? Time to make some dinner, make some coffee, and I guess relax. I don't know what I'm going to do, but that's the plan. All right, a couple of things. First of all, I have some donors to thank. So, you know, when I'm traveling, if you are on the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, look for the big donate button right under the main masthead on the right side, right underneath the part where it says sign up for the Bob Line newsletter, which I want you to do, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. But underneath that is the picture of Mobile Podcast Command from 2014 with the bald tires, and then the donate button. One of the reasons I don't have bald tires anymore is because of amazing donators like John Holland down in Nashville and others. In fact, somebody who doesn't want to be identified the other night walked up and handed me $150 in cash when he found out that this is what I was going to do. And it's I really, really appreciate that. This has been somebody that's been associated with these podcasts for a long time. Big thank you to that unidentifiable person. There was also somebody, I'm going to real quick check my email because I almost forgot. I think it's Matt. So I'm just going to say Matt because I don't remember your last name. I think you gave me $75 a while back. So big thanks to you. And I'll get your full name at some point in the future. Also, thanks for liking and sharing, not so much commenting, but liking and sharing and following the Bob Davis Podcast on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribing to the Bob Davis Podcast on iTunes. If you want to know more about what I'm doing, sign up for the newsletter. I got to get October's out, which is going to be November's, but it's going to give you a little bit more detail about what I'm doing and why, and give you some highlights to give you some background on what I'm doing and why from last month. So look for the newsletter, sign up for it. We'll get you into the mailing list, and then it will come to you every month. Once I get stopped here and have a chance to do some writing, that is what I will do. So there you go. So yeah, a lot of emotion. And I took a little nap this afternoon, got a little energy back, gonna make some more coffee, have some dinner. But it was a very busy month of activity. If you've never done it, I really try emptying out your house until there is nothing left, until you get all of your possessions down to basically a parcel that you can fit in a truck. And you will really realize the true meaning of freedom. I can't believe I did it. Okay. Thanks for listening to podcast 959. Little out of order. The count is really for me. I already did 960, so then I lost count. So now I'm doing 959. Join me for 961 from Fairview, Iowa, or someplace else on the road. Thanks for listening to Bob Davis Podcasts.
Leaves are falling all around. Time I was on my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged. It's such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way. But now I